In Brazil, a farming bonanza is turning millions of acres of scrubland into vast soy and cotton fields. Lured by low land prices and high yields, U.S. farmers are helping push back the new agricultural frontier in South America's largest country. In the second part of our series on U.S. farmers joining Brazil's agro-boom, NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled into the heartland of Brazil to see how the new pioneers are faring.
Six generations of the Carroll family have tilled the soil of Illinois. Now the eldest heir to that legacy, 25-year-old John Carroll, is churning up the earth some 5,000 miles away in the Brazilian state of Bahia.
There's three grain bins off the horizon. Yeah. That's the end of the farm. 7.2 miles that direction.
We can see 7.5 miles. The land is that flat here.
Yep. We've tested it with GPS, and you can go for miles and have a 3-foot change in altitude. Unbelievably flat.
This ancient plateau in Brazil's expanding soybean belt feels like Montana and Texas rolled into one. 7.5 million acres sprawled beneath a vast dome of blue. John Carroll careens down a 2-lane highway to the family spread, rattling off production yields. He brought his business degree and his bride to the epicenter of a boom that has put Brazil on track to surpass the United States as the world's biggest producer of soybeans. He joins about a dozen other Americans in Western Bahia, clearing the sandy scrub called Soweto and turning land once thought useless into thriving fields. Fields of dreams for Darryl Carroll. John's grandfather, Darryl, started out with 240 acres in Hancock County, Illinois, 50 years ago. He came down to check out the family's 8,000 acres of soy and cotton. 75-year-old tinkers with broken equipment, chats with farmhands, and delights in the novelty of his family's fourth season in Brazil.
Oh, it does astound me, yeah. I'm just amazed at all of this going on and all this land. And like I say, John said, when Grandpa started out, which is me, you know, he just had a smaller acreage and smaller tractors. And, well, he wouldn't have envisioned anything. It might have been a dream. It's just an ideal agricultural area, you know. It's just an ideal.
The Carrolls' acreage is small compared to some Brazilian-owned farms. In the state of Mato Grosso, the governor himself owns 347,000 acres of soybeans. Grandson and grandfather Carroll share excitement over their more modest venture.
I had never even seen cotton, I told her.
Well, I never did really either. And it's all very expensive, you know. It takes probably 4 times as much money to raise a crop of cotton as a crop of beans. So you're taking more of a challenge and not taking the easy road, you know.
The Carrolls took the not-so-easy road to Brazil when Darryl's sons discovered cheap land. John Carroll says when his family bought for $220 an acre here, compared to $4,000 an acre in Illinois, they were merely heeding the advice of billionaire Warren Buffett.
He says if you can buy dollars for 40 cents, you should just buy all of them you can and assume it's going to work out. So we came here and looked around. We really thought, like, we were buying a lot of dollars for 40 cents.
Rain halts the planting this day. 70 inches will fall over the next 6 months, then nothing the rest of the year. That suits young John Carroll, who says the long dry season preserves the crops and the machinery. John converses in Portuguese with his 50 salaried farmhands who get room and board on this 365-day-a-year farm. Bartolomeo Gomes Ferreira is a cotton specialist who earns about $550 a month, 4 times the minimum wage. He says the American farmers set a standard for Brazil.
Personally, and most people will say the same thing, it's wonderful working for Americans. Americans come, they hire you, and they pay exactly what they promised to pay you and treat you very well, with dignity.
The Carrolls also cultivate 13,000 acres for a group of investors from the U.S. Foreigners generally cannot own land without a local partner, but the potential for profit has people beating a path to John Carroll's door.
What I've heard from institutional investors, from hedge funds, from pension funds, the big money, if you can show us a track record, 3 years, 5 years of a 10% return, there are hundreds of millions of dollars to come down.
But progress has a price. Conservation International predicts that the Cerrado, or savanna of central Brazil, could disappear by the year 2030, endangering hundreds of species and degrading important sources of water. By law, the Carrolls keep 20% of their property in its natural state. But conservationist Paulo Gustavo says not everyone does, and enforcement can be lax.
Now, of course, there is bribe, there is incompetence, there is everything, you name it.
The farming bonanza is also transforming the economic landscape. Business is brisk at the dealership of John Deere, one of several American giants heavily invested here. In the restaurants springing up in the boomtown Luiz Eduardo, agro-businessmen of the big transnationals buzz about Brazil as the new frontier. Former ambassador to Washington, Rubens Barbosa, says, like the U.S., Brazil is a melting pot that welcomes foreigners and their money.
There's no discrimination against foreigners here. And if there is a farmer, American farmer or Italian farmer, whatever, if they develop land, if they plant, if they employ people, they are well treated.
Iowa-based agricultural consultant Kelvin Leibold says the warm reception is alluring.
There's such an openness, there's such a welcoming, generally, people wanting you to bring your money down and invest. And that's a lot different than what the culture has become in Iowa in the last 20 years.
But Leibold also cautions that American farmers face the Portuguese language, poor roads, tangled bureaucracy, tropical fungus, and no federal crop insurance. Even as he rides Brazil's historic agricultural wave, John Carroll acknowledges there is nothing natural about Americans farming in Brazil. But grandfather Darrell says there's nothing unnatural about the risks.
Oh, I guess the pioneering spirit of all of us to branch out and do this. And this area was never farmed in a million years, and we cleaned it off and are farming. It's just like when they settled the Old West. It's hard to imagine.
As it was hard for Darrell Carroll to imagine 5 years ago that the youngest generation of his family would be joining the juggernaut that is farming in Brazil. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
And our first report on farmers from the American Midwest finding partners in Brazil is at npr.org.